At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he always considered himself a skeptic, but as a teenager, something answered him inside a house when no one else was there.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey there. Thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to become a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here. And remember back, like when we were kids, there was a psychic, Jean Dixon.
I do remember.
But supposedly she predicted JFK's death, Richard Nixon resigning. She had some pretty good ones. She was a very famous psychic. But at the end of the year, remember, she would do these year-end predictions?
Mm-hmm.
So the other day, I get this news article from People magazine about this guy, and it was some of his predictions for 2026. So his name is Nicholas Ojula, and he claims that he predicted the COVID-19 pandemic. But this is what I find interesting, because some of this stuff, I'm not a psychic. And I'm like, I think I could come up with that too.
I know, right? I mean, I look at him and I go, that's happening right now.
Like it says, one of his predictions is UK experiencing its hottest summer ever. I don't think that's a stretch. I think we just did here in the US. So I think that's pretty safe. So then he says that he predicted Donald Trump's election victory. I actually think a lot of us saw that coming when you look at the first one, there was like, you could see the polling and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because he also claimed that he predicted the split of Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom.
Oh, well, okay.
Talk about specific. That would be really strange if you were one of those two people. And here's a psychic going, they're going to break up. Then it's
did he predict Justin Trudeau would step in? See,
that's like, if you would have come up with that,
I would have been, there's absolutely no way. Justin Trudeau,
right?
Are you kidding? Right? Oh, no.
But
so, see, he missed the big part of that story.
Yeah. Then it says, looking forward to 2026, and this is from People magazine, he anticipates increased earthquake activity and volcanic activity in Turkey, Greece, and the Pacific and Asia. He also predicts a dangerous storm event.
Okay.
But that happens every single year. Yeah. There is a dangerous storm event.
Yeah.
So up to now, I'm like, I'm not sure about this guy. He foresees Hollywood facing numerous defamation cases. I wouldn't find that surprising. The emergence of AI-generated films. not surprising.
Yeah.
Now, this one is pretty specific. He is predicting that Angelina Jolie makes a significant comeback. We'll just see on that. He also predicts Donald Trump's downfall and a public scandal involving the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. Now, that's Harry and Meghan, right?
I think so.
I could see that one coming, too. Let's see if he's got anything else. He says that he did predict major wins for women in sports. I don't know what that means. Increased recognition for women in sports. I still don't think they have the recognition they deserve. But this is the key part. So discussing how he responds when his predictions fail to materialize, he explained, because time is a human-made concept. I believe some things I perceive may unfold far into the future. We also have free will. So while we may glimpse potential outcomes, our choices and actions can always change the result. So for me, not being a psychic, I feel like I could do a whole bunch of predictions right now. Like I could see Harry and Meghan having issues. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a stretch at all.
Okay. Now,
but he gave himself an out.
Yeah. No. And that's what I think a lot of psychics do.
And I'm using air quotes psychic, because I do think they're a genuine, and this guy might be a genuine psychic. I don't know, but this just seems very vague and kind of a little, I don't know about it.
Well, and I was looking at, okay, here's a scoop. As you know, but probably nobody else does, my daughter does an end of the year predictions for the next year. She'll get, I don't know how many, 15 of them or something, and then decide, say, this is going to happen. So she asked me, last year, she said, do you have any predictions for 2025? And I said, I absolutely do. And she said, what's that? And I said, Camilla Parker Bowles is going to get a new haircut.
Did she?
She put that in there. No, she didn't. She still has the same damn
She
hair.
Needs one, doesn't she?
I know. And I thought, there's all the apps now. She could put her face with
right?
her hair if she liked it before she even did it.
I think she could go a little shorter.
I do too. I think so. I think she could. So could be anyway. Fun. I thought that was funny that, after all these years, she would even do that. But there's this guy who's from the UK, and he is, they say he's the new Nostradamus. And he predicts, and let me read this to you. He sees mass protests, public anger over immigration and living costs eventually causing a constitutional crisis.
We're kind of there.
Yeah, you don't see mass,
millions of people just lost their health insurance.
And they're not mad about, we're all seeing the cost of living. I'm sorry, but that one, really.
Okay, what about this one that this guy did? He said Beyonce will experience new beginnings and relish more solitude. Well, she just was declared a billionaire. Why wouldn't she? She doesn't need to work. And then he says, but this one bugs me. He also warns of a mysterious illness that will present symptoms resembling an aneurysm.
No.
I don't want that. Now I'm going to worry about that one coming true all year. Here's another one from him. He claims to have observed President, in a vision, Donald Trump stumbling whilst stepping off an aircraft, which he suggests could be interpreted literally or represent his downfall. Okay. So I just find it interesting. But I remember when I was a kid and Gene Dixon, I would be like, what are Gene Dixon's predictions? Because I just knew all of those things would come true.
It would be like the front of the Inquirer.
Oh, huge, huge deals. Yeah. And I kind of forgot that psychics would do that at the end of the year until I saw this guy's story. So keep those kind of in the back of your mind, like the aneurysm thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you do get a headache, do get to the hospital.
I wanted to throw out is there are predictions for based on the month you were born. So, for example, in 2026, Aries and Taurus,
that's me,
April people, right? It says that you are practical, hardworking, and focused on the task at hand. Of course, we all know that. But it says that it's important to consider that you will be adopting a slow, steady approach that ensures your long-term success.
Oh, that would be me. Slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah. Mine doesn't even make any sense, so I don't even...
Go ahead, share it with us. What is it?
Well, it just says the two swords is seen as a little bit of a difficult card. See, they're already admitting failure on mine. In the tarot deck, I guess it just says there's a balance between opposite forces, and you have to make a choice regarding matters of the heart. That's basically what I got.
Yeah, that's...
Which I'm disappointed.
That's
because
not
I really
very
wanted
specific.
I really wanted the success thing.
But to me, that kind of stuff's so weird. Like, to lump everyone born in April. Like, this is your
We're
thing.
We're all going to have this happen. Yeah. Well, it's the same thing with, you know, astrology. It's this month and here you are. And so therefore...
But then it could be... But astrology really, like, you can get down into some really deep, specific stuff. Like... The day you were born, the hour you were born, where you were born. Because I talked in numerology, I think is the other one. Like, I talked to this woman once, and like, they get such specific information about the individual. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. But like, just reading your
daily horoscope
in Cosmopolitan probably is.
But I used to do that every day too.
You bet.
I wanted to know. So we'll see if we all are plagued by aneurysms. We'll see if Beyonce kind of pushes back. Maybe Angelina Jolie.
And maybe I was off on Camilla's hair by 1 year.
Yeah, and maybe that's going to happen this year.
You know what? I'll write it again.
Okay.
You bet. Let's go with it.
Might as well. And maybe Catherine, the princess, will get a new haircut because her hair's pretty long right now. So maybe she'll get a trim. You might put that in there just for...
Okay.
Because it
just
might happen.
Just royal family.
Yeah. Royal family. Girl's going to get a little...
Yeah.
Little something done.
That's right.
But yeah, Meghan and Harry might have a difficult year. I think they kind of have been going through it.
I think they have.
I think life hasn't been as easy as they thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So let's go to our first story. It says, "Hi, my name is Drew. I've gone back and forth about sending this in. Every time I tell it out loud, I feel like I sound ridiculous. I'm not someone who grew up seeing things or talking to spirits or anything like that. I wouldn't even say I believe in ghosts in a confident way. I just know there's one experience I can't explain. This happened when I was about 15 or 16. I grew up in a small town. My best friend at the time, I'll call him Ryan, lived in an older house, been in his family for a long time. Wood floors, narrow staircases, weird little rooms that didn't quite make sense. We hung out there constantly. His parents both worked late, so it was kind of the default hangout spot. Video games, movies, eating whatever junk food we could find. I never felt uncomfortable there during the day, and if anything, it was just quiet. One summer, ghost shows were everywhere. Everyone at school was talking about them, pretending they were skeptics, but secretly daring each other to try things. Ryan got really into it. He bought one of those cheap voice recorders online and kept saying he wanted to see if anything would happen in his house. I didn't take it seriously. I figured we'd mess around for 10 minutes, then I'd forget about it. First night we tried anything, there was four of us. We sat at the kitchen table with the lights off except for one lamp. Ryan asked questions like you'd expect. Is anyone here? Can you hear us? Stuff like that. It felt more awkward than scary. No one wanted to laugh, but nobody really believed anything would happen. After a while, we kind of gave up. I remember standing up to get a drink, and right when I turned toward the sink, we heard a knock. It didn't come from the front door. It didn't come from the wall. It sounded like it came from inside the kitchen, like someone knocking on the wood from the other side of a cabinet or something. Nobody moved right away. One of the guys said, "That was you, right?" And honestly, I thought maybe someone had bumped something, but everyone denied it. Ryan checked the cabinets. Nothing was loose. No pets in the house. No one else was home. We laughed it off, but the mood changed. It wasn't funny anymore. It was quiet in an uncomfortable way. The next day at school, it's all we talked about. We were trying to convince ourselves it was just the house settling, but at that same time, we made plans to try again. Later that afternoon, Ryan asked me if I'd go upstairs with a recorder by myself. He said it would be better if only one person was up there so there wouldn't be as extra noise. I didn't want to, but I didn't want to be the one who chickened out. Upstairs was warmer. The hallway was narrow, and at the end was this small room they mostly used for storage. Boxes stacked against the wall, old clothes, random stuff. One small window that let in just enough light to make everything look kind of washed out. I sat on the floor, turned on the recorder. I didn't really know what to say, so I just asked if anyone was there. My voice sounded weird in that room, like it didn't echo like it should. For maybe 30 seconds, nothing happened. Then I heard movement behind me. It was not footsteps. It was more like someone shifting their weight. I remember thinking someone had followed me upstairs and was messing with me. So I turned around expecting to see one of my friends, and nobody was there. Before I could say anything, I saw a shadow move across a wall near the boxes. It wasn't shaped like a person clearly enough for me to say I saw a ghost, but it moved like something was there, and then it wasn't. I stood up immediately, left the room. I didn't run, but I didn't walk normally either. I went straight downstairs and told them I didn't want to do that again. Ryan didn't argue, and that should have been my clue that he'd experienced things too. That night, we decided to sit in the living room instead. Ryan had a camera set up. None of us really knew what we were doing. We were just sitting there listening. Every sound felt louder than it should have. And then we started hearing footsteps upstairs. At first, it sounded like someone walking slowly. Then it sped up, back and forth, like pacing. One of my friends asked if Ryan's parents had come home early, and Ryan checked his phone, shook his head. Nobody else was supposed to be there. What got me wasn't the sound itself. It was how consistent it was. It didn't sound random. It sounded deliberate. We turned on a light. The footsteps stopped. When we turned it back off, they started again. And that happened more than once. At some point, someone said something sarcastic. I don't even remember who. Something like, "If you're up there, you're not that scary." And almost immediately, something hit the wall upstairs, hard enough that we all heard it. That was enough for me. I said we should stop. Nobody argued. After that summer, I didn't go back over there as much. Life moved on, but every once in a while, Ryan would mention that things still happen. Footsteps late at night, doors that would open when he swore he had closed them. The last time I was ever there overnight was about a year later. We were older and there were more people in the house, and I figured that made it safer somehow. At around 1 in the morning, Ryan suggested we go upstairs again just for a minute with the camera. I didn't want to, but we went anyway. We were in that storage room when it happened. I didn't see anything this time, I felt it. The best way I can describe it is pressure, like someone stepping too close to you, except nobody was there. The air felt heavier around me. I backed up without really thinking about it, and there was a loud metallic sound. Something clanged against one of the stored items. We all yelled at once. Someone turned the lights on. Everything stopped. Later, we realized a small bolt had been knocked loose and hit a metal tank sitting against the wall. There was no reason for it to have moved. No slope, no vibration. We watched the footage afterward. Most of it was nothing. Shaky camera, nervous laughter. But near the end, when the lights were coming on, there was a shape behind us for a split second. It was just there. Ryan deleted the footage not long after. He admitted years later that he couldn't stand knowing it existed. He still lives in that house. He says nothing happens anymore. I don't know if that means it stopped or if it just didn't need us anymore. I've never gone looking for anything like that again, not because I'm terrified all the time, but because whatever it was felt like it knew we were there. And I don't think everything wants to be found. You know, I think that's interesting. You know, it's kind of watch out what you go looking for.
A couple thoughts here. One is, could this all have been Ryan just instigating stuff somehow?
Well, and I kind of wondered about that because it's like, you go to that room upstairs by yourself, and I get that, you know, because that would kind of make some sense. If you're by yourself, nobody could cause anything, but are you really by yourself? Did you send one of your buddies up there beforehand?
That's what I'm wondering. Like, that just seemed odd to me, that he would want him to go up there. Like, why?
Yeah.
I thought that was a little odd. you know, a knock in the kitchen he could have done somehow. I just felt like maybe some of this had been done just to, you know, get Drew going. But, okay, we'll throw that out as one possibility. Because now all of a sudden, Ryan's gotten older and, oh, nothing's happening. No, you know, it's all fine. Really? That's weird. Okay, you had very creepy, but now all of a sudden it's just all fine. That strikes me as odd. But let's throw it out and say maybe there is something there. Old house could be, you know, that there is something in there. I think maybe harder to make a shadow go across the room, but it could happen, right? You could do something to make that happen.
I just had this thought. Because maybe, like, they really did get that shadow on that video. Maybe that really was something. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the time, it wasn't. Because Ryan wants to get this evidence, and he's got recorders and everything. When he finally gets evidence, he deletes it because he's too afraid of it.
See, I think that's odd.
Yeah.
Right there. You go, really? Because wouldn't you want to be showing that to people?
Yeah.
Now, I do know, and I'll be honest, that I've talked to people, and you can feel a little creepy when you know you caught something that's on your phone. And it does give you a really bad feeling. Like that is on there, and somehow it's captured in there, and so forth. And so I know I have talked to people that said, I just couldn't stand it. I had to delete it. It just freaked me out. I have a few pictures that are on my phone, and I've thought maybe I should, but like I can't bring myself to because I'm like, this is freaking evidence.
Yeah,
I can show this to people and say, what do you think? So I find it weird that he spent so much time worrying about getting evidence, got it, and then deleted it.
Because he didn't want it on his phone. And I'm like, okay, so you finally get proof, which is what you supposedly have been looking for. So it kind of makes me think he had been setting everybody up.
I don't know. It feels weird to me. I'm not going to just totally say that it's, you know, it's not true. It just feels like a lot of these things could be things he was setting up. And the reason I say that, it's weird to me that you go up to that room and do this. You go over to that room and do this. You go over here, you know.
Yeah.
And it just kind of feels like maybe Ryan was pulling some stuff.
I don't know, but it's something for him to think about.
It's
so we'll just leave it. We'll leave it at that. We're kind of skeptical of this whole thing.
But could it be that there was something there? It could be. I just feel it funny that all of a sudden nothing happens. Ryan's gone on with his life and there's nothing there and he's fine.
Until he gets some evidence and then he freaks out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Well, let's go to a phone call.
My name is Kaylee and I live in Houston, Texas. I actually come from a long line of sensitives on my mom's side. My grandmother actually used to see car accidents that had happened in the past and they weren't actually there. So that's kind of cool, but kind of freaky. My mom is more sensitive to energies and this story is actually about her. Back when I was in elementary school, we had a neighbor who my mom was very, very, very close to. They had a very deep connection and our families hung out all the time. And unfortunately, circumstances with jobs, they moved to Ohio, where she found out she had cancer and unfortunately passed away when I was in middle school. Very big loss for my family and most, you know, unfortunate my mom with the deep connection she had. But before she had passed away, our family friend had told my mom that if she passed first, or they both promised each other, whoever passed first would give an indication to the other person that they were okay and that they had made it. I believe it's maybe a year later, we went to the movies and we saw The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Spoiler alert, in the part where the young girl is dying, you know, it's a very sad moment and we're all crying. And, you know, we think it's just, you know, my mom's sobbing and we think it's just the movie. And we find out after that she actually heard this friend and her voice very clearly in her ear say, "I'm here." And that was like her verification that she had passed over and that everything was okay. Very, very sweet moment. And I'm glad that my mom actually was able to have that, you know, because some people, you know, they say, but, you know, you don't always get such a clear, clear message like that. And my mom has actually consulted a psychic medium since this passing and has had confirmation too that in a past life they were sisters. And, you know, she was like, she was very protective, wasn't she? And like verified all these things. And it's just really cool to have that verification. Now, I believe she still reaches out to my mom occasionally. The most recently was this past fall. During Halloween, you know, like my mom saw this candy and like she had a craving for Tootsie Roll Pops, which was this friend's favorite treat. She always loved the orange ones the best. So my mom is unloading groceries. She bought two bags. She's just on the phone and she's unloading. She sets them down on the counter and then she turns around and perfectly laid out on the counter is an orange Tootsie Pop. Just like nothing had been opened, nothing had been messed with, like it's just sitting there outside of the bag. And she just sits there and she's like, hold on a second. And she lets the person go and she just smiles and she just thinks of her friend. And I think it's just really great that we get these heartwarming moments where, you know, we can, you know that our loved ones are doing okay and watching over us. And it's just very, very affirmational. And especially with the bond that they had. So yeah, that is the story that I have regarding my mom. I don't have experiences myself, despite coming from a lens of sensitive. I think when I was younger, everything terrified me. My family loved the ghost shows. And so I think I shut it down pretty quickly because my mom thinks that I would be sensitive and I'm just not open to it, which I'm okay with. But sometimes I think it would be neat. I don't know. I don't know what I'm missing out on, but I think it's these stories in particular were really cool to share. I'll definitely call in the future if I have my own. Hopefully they're as sweet as this one. But I hope y'all have a great day, and thank you for listening. Bye.
I found that Tootsie Pop one to be quite profound.
You know, I really do think that those little things, even if we could try to make some sort of reason that this happened, it almost doesn't matter. Because that Tootsie Pop was sitting there and it made you have a connection back to her again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, maybe the Tootsie Pop just rolled out. I don't know, you know, or maybe it was impossible and it was just, you know, there it was. But I think, you know, sometimes I find something and it makes me think of someone that I loved. And, you know, maybe it's a fluke. Maybe it really is there intentional. But it almost doesn't matter. And I think Kaylee kind of even references this. It's just nice to have that little bit of connection back to that person again. And, you know, her mom could be getting them all the time, and maybe this friend is leaving these for her, but it is a good feeling when you stop and I just can't help but smile, you know, and say thanks.
Well,
because good to hear from you today,
because like awesome. You know how Kathy and I are with Pennies, and so I went to Iowa for Christmas and I rented a car because my car has over 100,000 miles on it. It's paid for. And I'm like, you know what? When I take a road trip like that, I'd just rather rent a car. So I stop, and Benji went with me. He had a blast. He was an angel, world's most perfect dog.
He
really is. So I stop at a rest stop or a convenience store, and I let him out, go to the bathroom. I put him back in the car. I go in to use the bathroom. I come back out and there's a Penny right by the gear shift on the little console. And I'm like, okay, maybe that just fell out of my pocket or fell out of my purse somehow. But the fact that a penny just landed right there, I didn't see it when I got out of the car. I'd been driving for several hours at that point. I didn't see it when it wasn't there. It had to have gotten there when I got out. So maybe I picked up my purse weird and a penny fell out right there. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it just made me like, oh, what I took it as, because I always think it's our dad. And I was like, awesome. Like, he's riding with me. You know, mm-hmm. he knows where I'm going. Mm-hmm. He knows I'm doing this long trip at Christmas. It's 8 hours each way. And that's how I felt. And
yeah.
So the same thing with the Tootsie Roll. It makes you feel like your friend is right there.
Yeah. And I don't even care if they're, sometimes you could even get a good reason for it, but it still gave you the connection.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing to me, is that you've connected back with that person again in some way. And, you know, I do think they were very close, and I do think she's probably getting signs and that she's leaving things. But I also want to say to everybody, sometimes something happens, and even if, you know, everyone in the room said, oh, it was just this, you know, or whatever. I don't know why I sounded like that when I said that.
Wow. But,
well, I don't know, you know, like, even if they, you know, they, everyone thinks there was some good reason. If you felt the connection, you felt the connection.
Well, here's my thing. If somebody comes to you and shares a story like that, let them have their feelings. Yeah. Don't try to debunk it. Just be like, that's really beautiful. I'm glad your dad rode with you to Iowa.
I'm glad he did too. And you know what? I think he did.
I do
personally,
too.
You know. And so, I think the Tootsie Roll was there to connect them again. And yep. I just, you know, I just see that. I think it's okay.
I think it's
anything that can connect us to those people we've lost and love.
So. Yeah. So let people have their feelings. So if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call it in, 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive, sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza. Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Capture your favorite summer feeling with Pandora Jewelry. Discover a collection inspired by the sunshine, freedom, and moments that make the season unforgettable. From sun-kissed metals to personalized pieces ready to be engraved with your summer mantra, each design moves with you. From beach days to golden nights and every memory in between. Shop Pandora Jewelry's new summer collection in-store or online at Pandora.net and let your summer unfold.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.